Thus, because he pointed out the differences among the members, such as feet, hands, eyes, and ears, he guided them to realize their own inferiority and superiority. Observe how he comforts them again, hinting that it was necessary, and the fact that they are many and diverse is precisely what makes them a body. But if they all were the same, they wouldn't be a body. Therefore, he says, if they were all one member, where would the body be? However, he doesn't mention this until later, but here he also highlights something more, that besides the impossibility of anyone being a body, it even eliminates the existence of the rest.